I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. This month is already the deadliest on record for U.S. troops in Afghanistan. Today, four more U.S. soldiers died there. They were killed by a roadside bomb. The number of American fatalities in Afghanistan in July is now at least 27. The mounting death toll is just one sign of the continued strength of the Taliban insurgency. Here's another. A review by the Pentagon has found that Afghanistan's jail and judicial systems are churning out new Taliban recruits. New York Times correspondent Eric Schmidt writes about this in today's newspaper. He says the U.S.-run prison at the Bagram Air Base north of Kabul has become an ominous symbol for Afghans.
Nobody's ever been allowed inside of Bagram. They've never allowed any journalists or any lawyers. It's a secret facility inside. I've seen it from the outside. No pictures inside have ever been released. They're very worried about if anybody ever did get inside and take a look. I've heard from people who've been inside, and it's pretty decrepit.
So, Eric, in the realm of what people know, Abu Ghraib, really, really bad. Guantanamo, bad. Where does Bagram, the prison of Bagram, stand?
Bagram was pretty bad also, particularly in its early years in 2001, 2002. These were the years when they're first capturing al-Qaeda and Taliban here in Afghanistan and imprisoning them in a makeshift prison. It was a former Russian aircraft hangar that they put giant cages into and put the prisoners into those cells. In 2002, notoriously, there were two Afghan inmates at the Bagram prison who were subjected to harsh interrogation treatments and then hung by their arms and were later found dead. So it was two of the inmates actually died in custody here. Conditions since then have improved quite a bit, but it's still a very antiquated facility, to say the least.
It's an antiquated facility that is being recommended for changes. What kind of changes?
Yes, the military review has called for major changes in both the physical facility of the prison at Bagram, and they're in the midst of building a brand new 40-acre replacement complex on the same air base north of Kabul, but also in the way the prison operates. Up until now, most of the prisoners have been mixed together, both the hardcore militants and other types of prisoners. So you had an easy type of radicalization that went on in the American prison. At the same time, you have Afghan-run prisons that are a much larger network of prisons, and they suffer from the same problem.
Is the report able to draw a cause and effect line between bad prison conditions and high Taliban recruitment?
It does. There's a concern that these prisons are just churning out new generations of militants, even as the U.S. is trying to combat those fighters that are already on the ground.
When the military comes out with a report like this, one wonders why, given U.S. involvement in Afghanistan has been going on for 8 years now, why this is only coming to light now, why the recommendations are only being made now. I mean, when you hear about those who are denied due process, those men who are held, as you said, in large cages with extreme militants being held with petty offenders, why are the recommendations only being made now, for instance, to separate the two?
Well, I mean, this is one of these things where you just haven't had enough resources in place. Clearly, on the American side, this new prison's been being built underway now for the past year or so, and so there were efforts made to go ahead and try and rehabilitate that, including moving to new systems. They just physically didn't have the space to do a lot of these kind of changes. On the Afghan side, there have been human rights organizations that have been advocating such changes, and the UN itself issued a major report in January talking about the problems. It just obviously has taken some time for various governments and obviously the American military now to take a look at it itself.
Eric, tell us about this confidential message that you write about in the Times today that was written by Admiral Mike Mullen, the chair of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, concerning what's happening on the ground regarding the treatment of detainees.
This is separate from the military review, but it happens to be coming out at roughly the same time. Admiral Mullen had seen copies of the photographs that were taken that documented some of the abuses that American military personnel conducted against detainees that are inside of detention centers in Iraq and Afghanistan in the early years of those wars. Some of these photographs, particularly those of Abu Ghraib, obviously were released a few years ago. President Obama has blocked the release of a new batch of these photos, asserting that their release could harm American service members overseas. But Admiral Mullen, of course, has seen them. He said he was appalled by them. And he is, in his memorandum to the military service chiefs and his commanders around the world, has urged them to take steps to ensure that in training troops that will be assigned to the Middle East that they redouble their efforts to ensure that troops going into the region are trained properly in detainee treatment, and that this is given a high priority for troops, not just those who are taking care of prisoners, but anybody who might end up taking custody, even however briefly, of prisoners.
All right. Speaking to us from Islamabad, Eric Schmidt, correspondent for The New York Times. Eric, thank you very much.
You're welcome.